This week's bandwidth for Real Talk is provided by InFocus Design. When we were looking to design our logo, InFocus Design really helped take the vision that we had in our heads and make it a reality. Not only will they design logos, but also websites, they do illustration, print media like flyers and brochures, and even photo restoration. For more information and details, please visit www.nfocusdesign.com. Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm. Guess who's back? Back again. Doug is back with his friend. It's Jeremy, it's Jeremy, it's Jeremy, it's Jeremy. Da 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 da. That's where you're supposed to take over.
I don't know. No.
But you were supposed to be there for me.
Well, I wasn't, so I'm sorry about that.
All right, so we have another edition of our wonderful show, Real Talk, here on our Real Talk kind of networky kind of thing. It's a big day for us, Doug.
Why is that?
Because this is episode 20.
Is it? I was actually going to ask you if this was number 20 or not. I couldn't remember.
This is a big number.
Yeah.
I mean, episode 20 is a really big deal. I'd like to start off by saying that I got you a gift.
You did?
I did.
What is it?
I got you a poster of Matthew McConaughey with his shirt off.
Awesome. Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I have this blank, you know, spot on my wall, and I've needed something to go there, and I think Matthew McConaughey would be perfect, shirtless.
Well, I know that that's your favorite actor. So.
Yep, he is he's a gem.
That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
So what's going on, Doug? How has your week been? How have you been? How you feeling tonight on this adventure that we're about to take?
I'm feeling good. I'm a little tired, but you know,
are you partying too hard?
Yeah, you know, it was just a crazy weekend with the long weekend due to the holiday, and just
so did you get to you got an extra day off?
Yep.
How was the Easter Sunday for you?
It was pretty good. You know, season finale of The Walking Dead and season premiere of Game of Thrones. I mean, it was a good night for television.
Very cool. I watched a little bit of, not a little bit, I watched the entire episode. I was so excited about it. Game of Thrones I watched last night.
Yep.
Series premiere. It was incredible. It was everything I could have hoped and dreamed for.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I finished the third book about a week ago, so everything is still pretty fresh and you know, and I, you know, it's like, yeah, I know what's going to happen, but there's just something about just watching it happen, and I agree, it didn't disappoint. It was good.
I want to watch it again. I mean, and I don't say that about TV shows, but just excellent. Before we get started into this episode, I just want to give a shout out real quick. We have our first donation coming in from the website, and you know, it's one of our longtime listeners, Jeff Spivey. We just want to say thank you for supporting us, for giving us a little bit of cash to go towards our new equipment that we're going to be buying before we hit the road this summer. And if you'd like to give, you can do that at the website at realtalk.com.
Nope.
Realtalkfilm.com.
There it is.
And we can we accept any kind of donations. The reason why we're doing it is because we don't make any money off of this yet. We don't know if we ever will, but we do want to grow the quality of the show, and through that, doing that is through you, of course. So,
yep. So thanks. Thank you for the donation.
So as we get into the news, let's check out some headlines. Now, you know, I brought up your favorite actor, Matthew McConaughey.
He is the best.
I'm really surprised by this headline. Christopher Nolan is looking to Matthew McConaughey for his Interstellar lead.
Yeah.
Do you think this is kind of crazy?
I don't know. I don't really know what Interstellar is supposed to be about. So, you know, and McConaughey...
Interstellar is going to be kind of a... it's based on time travel.
Okay.
It's a heroic interstellar voyage to the farthest borders of our scientific understanding.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's Christopher Nolan,
Can you get past Matthew McConaughey's accent? He's got one voice.
He does. Just that slow Texas drawl.
And I don't know. Can you get past that?
I don't know. But the thing is, I trust Christopher Nolan. Like, he's done so many good things that if he feels that he needs Matthew McConaughey, then there's got to be a reason for it. And who am I to question that?
Maybe the lead is a slow Texas drawl.
Yeah. Who knows? And are they?
He's pulled off some pretty good roles.
Yeah.
He was in the Lincoln Lawyer, which I enjoyed. He was in Bernie, Killer Joe, and of course Mud. And who can forget him in Magic Mike? I mean, I know you've seen it like 18 times.
It's the Blu-ray that never leaves the player.
I bet. So that's a pretty cool story. I think that he might pull it off. I mean, of course we have to reserve a little bit of judgment until we see something from it, because there's not even a script yet. But
yeah, and again, I don't know. It's with just Chris Nolan knows what he's doing. So there's got to be a reason why he needs him in this movie, and it must be a good reason.
In some other news of kind of questionable. Other questionable kind of decisions when it comes to picking an actor. Jason Statham and Tom Hardy are rumored for the Escape from New York remake to play Snake Plissken. I can see Hardy in it, but not Statham.
I don't. If Statham is in it, then I will probably not see it. I will go as far as to say that I will probably, you know, I won't. I won't see it. I won't see it in theaters though.
Mm-hmm. Not even if it looks really good.
I'm not a Jason Statham fan. I think that he's another one of those people that has one role, and it's just that same person in every movie. And I mean, I know that it probably doesn't take a lot to be Snake, but you know, like, why not give it to someone cool?
Yeah, I agree. Hardy is a good choice.
Yeah, definitely.
They are planning. I don't understand why. You'll understand why I think this way after you hear my review this week. But they're already planning a third G.I. Joe film. Did you see the second one yet?
No.
Okay. You're not missing much. you're missing some explosions.
Well, okay.
But
I can tell you right now why they're planning on making it. Apparently, it made $400 million worldwide compared to the first one's $300 million.
So
yeah, and it only cost them $175 million to make.
Unbelievable!
That is why they're making a third one.
Not looking forward to it. there is a remake that you're going to really, really love, and we've talked about it last week. But we have some new news about it. Which is that the Godzilla reboot will feature cameo from the 1954 original.
Well, what does that mean?
Okay. The Godzilla is going to hit I believe that Godzilla from 1954 will be in this one. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Okay, it's just the actor. So,
so the guy
Akira Takarada.
Okay,
Akira Takarada who starred in the very first Godzilla movie, has confirmed an appearance in the sequel.
All right, there we go. That makes a little bit more sense, because I'm like, are we going to see a dude in a suit or what?
That stinks, because I thought it was going to be Godzilla. Next story!
That's why we should read everything all the way through.
there was a problem with that story that I got excited and it kind of got pulled in at the last second before we started the show. I apologize for my lack of work on research on that story.
That's all right. I have, on Godzilla real fast, just a little plug. On the last show that we talked about Godzilla, I mentioned about the trailer that I saw for the Japanese one. Apparently that was not real. It was just like a fan-made trailer, and there I wrote up a little article that's on our website that you can go check out at realtalkfilm.com.
Awesome. A couple TV nuggets of gold, if you will. The men slash man used to be man, woman, brothers, but now a sister. You still following me?
Yeah, that's weird.
The Wachowskis are planning on a Netflix TV series, which is going to be called, it's either Sensei or Sense8. It's spelled S-E-N-S and then the number 8. So yeah. I don't know what it is, but from what the short little description is that a gripping global tale of minds linked to soul, linked and souls haunted. That's it. Hunted. God, I can't read for crap today.
But yeah,
it's a sad story.
10 episode order, and they're saying it will start next year,
2014. So
with not a whole lot of other details given, I'm sure as we learn more, we'll share it. But as of right now, who knows?
Yeah, but probably it's still pretty cool.
Something crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah. Martin Scorsese and Miramax are developing Gangs of New York as a TV series.
This is awesome. Or it could be awesome. Oh, man. It depends on where it goes.
If it goes to HBO, then it's going to be great.
Exactly. But if it goes to, like, ABC, it'll be crap.
It's got to have the gore.
Yeah, and the language and, yeah, like, the violence and everything that is about, you know, Gangs of New York. So,
I mean, do the Crips and the Bloods actually know their heritage? Because they were born out of the Gangs of New York.
I don't think they know that.
Well, they need to do a little history research.
They should.
I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be pretty neat. They could put anybody in these roles, because it seems like you could pick out any of the guys in the background that, you know, from the movie and they'd be incredible.
Yeah. And I also don't think that it doesn't necessarily have to follow the same people from the movie. It could be like
the aftermath of what happened.
Yeah. Or even what led up to some of the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be anything.
Past. Yeah. I mean, they can go a million different directions with it.
Exactly. So it'll be cool. And again, it's just whoever it goes to is really going to kind of determine what becomes of it and how good it will be.
Oh, yeah. Now, you were following, what con were you following this week?
It was WonderCon.
WonderCon. Okay, so WonderCon happened. And I know that you found some pretty cool news that was interesting, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, WonderCon is put on by the same people that do the San Diego Comic-Con.
And the Dallas Comic-Con.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was the same group.
Yep. If you go to, it's the same organization behind it.
Well, that's so cool.
If you go to their website, it's all linked together.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know that. And it's in Anaheim, California, and they had a lot of big names there and a lot of some really cool stuff dropped this weekend, so I guess we'll just go through some of that real quick. Out of all the stories that there are about the different panels and, you know, Joss Whedon doing this and blah blah blah, there's three that stood out to me. The first one being that Dark Horse is adapting George Lucas's original Star Wars pitch for a comic.
Now I heard that the original Star Wars pitch was really bloody, really gory. Is there any truth to that?
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, you know,
I mean, you know, I, more. You, I mean, we're both fans, but you are the the resident expert.
Right, and what they say about the pitch is stuff that I already knew. I mean, if it was anything, if it was gory and stuff, I'm not entirely sure. But, I mean, his original plan was, I'll just quote it from the story here that I'm reading from, a story of Jedi Anakin Starkiller, and Anakin is spelled differently, and then Starkiller, and General Luke Skywalker, an alien named Han Solo, and evil Sith Knights. Like, it's a story of all that. And it was titled The Star Wars. And apparently, Han Solo is a 6-foot-tall lizard.
Wow.
Skywalker being a general. It's just, that's what he originally wanted to do. And then as the story began to grow and develop, it became into what we now know Star Wars as. But, so.
That's insane.
So Dark Horse.
Now, are they going to make this, they're just going to make it into a comic?
That is what I understand. That's what Dark Horse does. Dark Horse does all the Star Wars comics. I'm a little curious. Again, they've done Star Wars comics for years, but now with Disney owning Star Wars, don't you think Marvel would be doing Star Wars comics now?
Dark Horse may have the licensing for the comics for, you know, years to come. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good point. And maybe, I don't know enough about, like, Dark Horse and if maybe they are just a part of Marvel anyway, just like a subsidiary or something. I don't know. So, anyways, that's exciting to me. I'm excited to see this.
I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. I never got into comics until I got a little bit older. In fact, 2012 was the first time that I bought my first comic. I used to buy The Wizard because I really liked looking at all the covers of the comics, but I never bought them. So I bought The Wizard, the big thick magazine, growing up. And I bought Batman as my first comics last year, and I've had an incredible amount of time, fun time reading those. I really enjoyed them so far. So I'm definitely interested in checking it out when it comes out.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be an 8-issue comics launching in September.
Sweet. All right.
So that's the first piece. Next one, Evil Dead panel reveals plans for Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness 2, and a 7th crossover film.
So what does that mean, crossover film?
I don't know. Okay, because we right now have 3 original Evil Dead movies, you know, Evil Dead 1, 2, and then Army of Darkness. And then Army of Darkness 2 would put that at 4. So then the new Evil Dead and then new Evil Dead 2 would, you know, make that, you know, 5 and 6. And so the 7th, they're just saying they're going to cross the story, like, the stories over each other. I don't know what that means. I guess we'll see.
They said it's going to be a final 7th film.
Yeah, and they'll mash, and I guess maybe we'll see, you know, Bruce Campbell meet up with whoever the stars are of the next series. And maybe they'll have to fight the demons and stuff together. Who knows?
That's awesome. I'm most excited about Army of Darkness 2.
I am too. Like, Evil Dead comes out this weekend, and there's a part of me that's like, I don't know if I can handle this movie because it's a little too dark for me.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they played it back in the day, it had such kind of like slapstick kind of, I don't know, it was still kind of scary, but they still had the element of comedy. And I guess maybe it was funny too because of the way that the camera angles and things like that, and
yeah,
what they had to do for effects because they had no money. But I loved Army of Darkness too. I mean, Army of Darkness. And I don't know if I'll go see Evil Dead. I think I'm more interested in seeing like Jurassic Park or something this week. But I just love Bruce Campbell. He's so awesome to me. I read both of his books.
Yeah, and the 7th film, like, is it going to be funny? I mean, is Army of Darkness going to be funny? Because you would think so.
Oh, it would have to be.
You know, and so when you get to that final film where it's a crossover, but it's, unless they make Evil Dead 2 funnier or something, like, how are they going to mesh in the end? And so that's what I'm excited to see, just this, like, these two movies based around the same story, and you have, like, the original kind of funny slapstick horror, and then the new series, which just looks gruesome and just creepy as hell. Like, and so how are they going to mesh those two together? It's exciting and just ridiculous and, but fun at the same time that, again, they're taking this reboot and then melding it with the original.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
All right. So they also, at the Pacific Rim panel, Guillermo del Toro promises a blonde John Constantine for Dark Universe.
This very much interests me because I loved Constantine. A lot of people may have not seen the movie. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. And, of course, obviously, they're not going to bring back Keanu Reeves.
No.
But it is... See, I didn't know much about the Dark Universe coming up here. And I didn't know that he was still on it. But I guess that they're moving forward with it, and it sounds really cool.
Definitely. I think, again, I think we talked about this a couple of months ago. I don't know if you and I talked about it. I definitely remember talking about it, either on the show or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks awesome. And again, with them bringing Constantine back, and I guess it won't have anything to do with probably that other Constantine. And, you know, he says he promises a blonde one because I haven't read the comics, but I'm guessing that's a big deal that I guess when Keanu Reeves showed up, maybe people threw a fit because he wasn't blonde. But, you know, it'll have Swamp Thing, the Demon, Dead Man, Spectre, and Zatanna.
See, I don't know any of those.
Well, Swamp Thing is Swamp Thing.
I mean, Swamp Thing. Yeah. who doesn't know Swamp Thing?
Yeah. So this will be cool. And there, he hinted that it may be called Justice League Dark, which I think is also super interesting.
Yeah, it kind of plays into maybe that they really are doing a Justice League movie. Yeah,
however,
again.
Yeah.
For the second time.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Or a fifth. Either one. So very cool. I'm very interested in all that. I look forward to the future for what all the news that brings us. It's always interesting to hear about it. But let's see. Let's head over to the box. Doug, I don't know what's going on today, man. My words are just...
I thought I was the tired one, and yet you're the one stumbling over your words.
I know. I keep stumbling over them. I'm sorry, everybody. But let's check out the box office battlefield and see what came in the top five. The Oz Great and Powerful just will not stop.
Yeah, this is still kind of a little surprising.
It's its fourth week in theaters, and it takes the number five spot with $11.7 million for a total of $198 million. That's pretty significant because a lot of movies don't even make $200 million worldwide. So it's pretty incredible what it's doing just here in America. Olympus has fallen to fourth with $14.1 million for a combined total of $54.9 million. Number three is a movie that I will never see, Tyler Perry's Temptation.
This one, like, it hurts my soul a little bit because Tyler Perry makes, the worst movies, and the fact that people are seeing them just makes me sad. Do you watch South Park?
I did. I've grown out of it, I think.
There was a couple of seasons ago, I think it's someone, I don't know, but Tyler Perry is following them around and just saying just dumb jokes and like just he's like dressed as Madea, and every time he says a joke, they have to give him like a dollar, and the I think like Cartman or someone's just like stop giving him money, you stop paying him and he will go away, and he's like I can't help it, I just have to. I think it was like Token, the black kid or whatever, just like he's like I can't help it, he's funny, and he's like he's not funny.
It's
make
not
him
at
go
all.
Away. Stop giving him money. And it's just like the whole episode is just like Tyler Perry, just like in the background making stupid jokes.
I dislike him. I think people are like, oh, it's Madea. It's so funny. No. Okay. After you make 18 movies based on the same character, it's almost like watching Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Goes to, you know, I mean, it's every scenario, Ernest Halloween. It's run its course. It's done. Stop it.
Yep.
And that's not saying that Madea's in Temptation. He probably is. She probably is. But it's. I just don't like it. And then I don't like this movie at all. I saw the trailer, and every movie that he does that's outside of that world is just kind of a ripoff of. It's a ripoff of just another movie that's already been done.
Yep. So, plus, it has Kim Kardashian in it, and if you have to get Kim Kardashian to be in your movie,
in order to sell tickets.
Yeah, then you are doing it wrong.
Coming in at number two is The Croods. That made $26.7 million for a total of $88.9 million so far in 2 weeks.
No, that's just okay.
Mm-hmm. And number one is G.I. Joe, American Hero, Retaliation. With $40.5 million for a gross of $51 million. But worldwide, I guess it's hitting $400 million, which seems off. How can it hit $400 million and it just got released?
I don't, that is what it said. That is what that article said. Like,
let me get this straight. It made $51 million here, but it made $300 million or 250, $350 million around the world.
Where was that at?
I don't think that's possible.
Let me reopen that. I swear that's what that said. Maybe that's what they estimate it'll make based on the numbers.
Maybe. Something seems off there.
Retaliation was cheaper than the previous film. Retaliation made 35% more globally in its opening weekend than Rise of the Cobra did, thanks to the large part of the 3D premium. And looks on track to gross.
Okay, there's the key word, on track. Yep. I don't know if it'll make that much. It might, but who knows? $51 million. I mean, to make that much money worldwide, you'd think that it would have to make at least $100 million, close to, on their opening weekend. But who am I to? I mean, who am I to say? So that's your number one movie, which brings us to what are you watching? And I did go see G.I. Joe Retaliation. What did you see?
Did you see anything? I did not go to the movies this week.
Fail whale.
Yep.
Fail whale. I did invite you. You didn't have our schedules couldn't match up.
Yeah, if it had been earlier in the day, I would have been absolutely fine, but yeah. I couldn't do the late showing that day.
That's okay. We'll try to get into something this weekend. But
apparently it doesn't sound like I miss much.
Well, G.I. Joe Retaliation, of course, is based on the G.I. Joes that they're not fighting. They're not only fighting for their mortal. Can we just start this show over? The G.I. Joes are not only fighting their mortal enemy, Cobra, they're also forced to contend with threats from within the government, what jeopardize their very existence.
Ooh.
That jeopardized their very existence. So the community gave this a 6.5. I gave it a 5 out of 10.
So you were just like right in the middle?
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. I enjoyed all of the action. There were a few things that okay. There is such a thing as overloading action scenes. Like, they were dragged out. They were drawn out. I mean, it just kind of got tiresome after a while, you know, like, I just feel like you could overdo an action scene. I don't even know if that sounds right, but for me, it did. Like, they had this one ninja fight on the mountain, and it was almost getting ridiculous. No, it was ridiculous. They were, like, doing, like, they had no point of being on the mountain other than to try to capture the white ninja. What's his name?
I don't know.
Storm Shadow. Storm Shadow is recovering in the mountains. They go to get him. It seemed like a mission just built for that fight scene, and it showed. I mean, it was, I don't know, man. I just did not like it. Like, it just, I think I see why it went on a 9-month delay, and there were rewrites and reshoots and like crazy.
Yeah.
Ashley fell asleep 3 times during the movie.
Oh, that's terrible.
Then they had Snake Eyes' master was the RZA.
Yeah, I heard he was in it.
And he sounded terrible. He had a handlebar mustache. Like, they tried to make him old, but not really. And he's just like, the ones that we come through, I am the master. And he's like hitting his little gong on the floor. It just didn't work for me, dude. It did not. Scenes went on and on. They had a terrible song at the end. It was almost like an 80s rock song that they tried to mix in. It was bad. the scenes, they tried too hard to make it believable and real, when obviously it's based on the G.I. Joes, and there's like some ridiculous characters and stuff, and I don't know, man, it just didn't work for me. Normally, you know, I love action films, I really do, but this one just, it didn't. So I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Well, save me the time.
Oh, and Cobra. Oh my goodness, Cobra. Okay, for some reason they made him Darth Vader in this movie.
Okay.
He had a breathing apparatus on his mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then he clearly was... And then when he talked, he had that... It was just like... It wasn't like the high-pitched kind of Cobra from your youth.
Yeah.
You will bring him to me. You know, I mean, it was... I mean, a little bit... That's not that deep, but it wasn't that deep. But, I mean, it was along those lines, and it just didn't... It just didn't hit anything with me, man. I just didn't like it.
It's a shame.
Yep. So, that leads us to what's coming out next week, or this week, I should say, on April 5th. We've got some pretty cool movies. Evil Dead is coming out this Friday.
Yep. Ones that we've kind of talked about.
We talked a little bit about it. Trance is coming out. I don't know. It's directed by Danny Boyle.
I like Danny Boyle movies. He's...
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything about this movie, but it's got James McAvoy, Rosario Dawson, Vincent Castle. I mean, it's got some pretty big names.
Yeah, and again, I've liked a lot of his movies, so we'll see.
And then, of course, we got a big re-release in 3D, which is Jurassic Park.
Oh, totally going to go see that.
We have a limited release movie called The Company You Keep. And it's directed by Robert Redford, but that's limited, so you probably have to find that in some select theaters.
Well, and so is Trance. Trance is also listed as being limited.
I just want to put it out there as well that Trance is limited as well.
Yeah.
So
The Company You Keep also has Shia LaBeouf in it, which is interesting because he's not listed under the stars here.
Mm-hmm. But it might just be like a cameo kind of thing.
But he's on the movie poster. It's Shia LaBeouf and Robert Redford. Standing next to each other. But he's not listed in the stars.
Very strange.
Huh. Yeah.
So go check out a movie. I'm sure we're going to be talking about it this coming show, episode 21. Episode 20, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, when it turns 21, we can take it to go drink with us.
Yes. So next week, in fact, maybe that's what we need to do, is start the beginning of the show with a couple of beers and say, hey-o.
Awesome. And so, every time that you mess up when you're talking, you have to
jump. Oh, we have to do a drinking game out of this. This would be so much fun. Dude, let's do it, okay? All right. Next week, starting next week, we're going to do it. We'll have some drinks in front of us, and any time that I mess up, we both have to take a drink.
Sounds right? Good.
Okay. Awesome. You're going to encourage this.
Yep.
You're going to be like, hey, Jeremy, you just messed up. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yes, you did. I'm sitting here with like a glass of water. Yes. Yes, you did.
Hey, you got to play fair. I'm going to put you on. We're going to have to do Skype with video just to make sure you're following the rules. We got some Buy, Box, or Burn, baby. And coming out this week, the biggest one, I think, coming out this week, there's a couple biggies. We got the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Avengers. What do you think, Doug? And it's on sale. It's on sale for $149.99. The list price is $219. Is this a buy, a box, or a burn?
Well, okay. Well, that's not fair. This is something you can only buy.
Buy, box, or burn.
I am personally not going to buy it.
I already have all of them.
Exactly. I don't have all of them on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take a box set of Blu-rays. But this has got, like, artwork and, like, files and blah blah blah, and it comes in like a briefcase. It's a little too much.
It's got the Tesseract in it, and
yeah, it's a little too much. And for $150, it's not important enough. Now the movies, go buy the movies, but you know, don't skip out on this. This is
unless you're a giant fan, yeah, and you don't have any of the movies, and you just want everything memorabilia wise.
Yeah,
then go get it. Right,
fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Coming out as well is The Bible, the epic miniseries that was on the History Channel. This drew a huge, huge crowd. I mean, there was tons of people who watched this uh, this little mini series. So is this a buy, a box, or a, I don't even want to say burn when talking about that.
I don't want to say burn when I'm talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched, I didn't watch any of it.
I did.
Yeah.
I will say it's a buy.
Okay. I was kind of leaning that way. It was one of those, I was probably going to check it out, you know, find it streaming somewhere, maybe watch an episode or two, and then kind of decide from there. Because I've heard really good things about it. So I was kind of, you know, oh, yeah. I was on that fence. But if you say buy, then it's a buy.
It's definitely a buy. It's a good collection. Great stories in it. Even if you're not a Christian, you'll find things that you like in it. Kind of, you know, battle scenes, pretty epic, you know. And so there's something in there for everybody. Give you a little bit of history lesson as well. So,
sweet.
Coming to DVD or to Blu-ray that hasn't been released in Blu-ray yet is That Thing That You Do from 1996. I liked this movie. Did you like this movie?
It didn't really
do anything for you.
Mm-mm.
I liked it. It has Tom Hanks in it. Okay. So this is your segment, so I can't take it over with this, you know, I can't say what I'm going to do. I did the Bible because you haven't seen it, but buy, box, or burn.
For That Thing You Do, I'm going to say, yeah, this is terrible. Cause it, I didn't
buy, box, or
like.
Burn.
Personally, I'm going to just say box.
Box it. All right.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I get the, as soon as I get the mixer, I am so readying a push button for the box. It's just going to go boom. And then the burn is just going to be like,
and then the buy, I'll just be cha-ching.
Yeah.
So another movie that's coming out, this week is John Dies at the
Hey,
End.
Hey, let me announce them.
You went right over it.
So no, I did not. I'm it. Going. It was last right here. I'm working on it, baby. I'm getting funny. Through it. And John Dies at the End is also being released on Blu-ray. Buy, box, or burn.
Box.
Box it. So we have anything else we want to touch on? What else we got?
I mean, I don't think we have any more like movie news. I think we have some more. Stuff to talk about, just about the podcast and the website and stuff.
Oh, I do want to say I met just a really, really cool guy. Okay, listen, I got a story for you, okay?
All right.
And this, if you're still listening to this podcast, you are in for a treat, because I didn't bring this up in the beginning of the show because I may have forgotten. I was selling my iPad mini on Craigslist, okay?
All right.
I met a gentleman who would like to buy it, and we got talking on the phone. Turns out, I am talking to a I don't know if I should release his name. I won't this time. He's agreed to come onto the podcast. He's our first actor to be on our show. He's going to, or we're going to do an interview with him.
Sweet.
We'll talk. We're going to talk about his career and things like that. He is a voiceover actor. And he's been in the business for 30 years.
Oh, man. He needs to get me a job.
So, that's one thing we'll talk about, because he says that he does not envy people getting into the business at this point in time in the industry.
Oh, bummer.
He's done everything from Borderlands, the video game.
Nice.
To commercials, TV, I mean, movies. He's got a pretty extensive sheet of history in the industry. So he's been giving me a lot of help. We've been communicating back and forth with on email and on the phone, and you know, really awesome guy. He's helping us out a lot with picking out equipment that we need for our podcast and things like that, and just a blast to talk to. I'm having a lot of fun talking to him. I don't know when we're going to have him. Hopefully soon. I told him that we'd have him in when we upgrade our equipment, so that way we look professional.
Right. Fair.
I think that's a big draw for us, man. I think that's really cool.
No, that is great. That is pretty awesome.
That should be a lot of fun. And he actually turned me on to knowing that since we do this, that we are a part of the Texas Film Commission as well. So,
really?
Yes, we are.
Just by doing this?
Just by doing this.
What does that mean?
That means that we are tax exempt from purchasing all equipment and gear for our show and for anything else we do. So we can go into Guitar Center and Fry's and get tax-free. So as long as it's related to our what we're doing. So if we need to get a computer for editing, we can have tax-free everything. So
that's pretty nuts. I didn't know that was a thing.
It is, yeah. I can send you the information.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So that's pretty cool. What we got for the website?
As you and I have talked about, we are looking for some additional writers for the writing staff. Currently, it is pretty much Jeremy, myself, and my cousin. And there is a lot of stuff that we would like to cover and not enough people to cover it.
Yes. I don't even get a chance. Like, I've looked at some articles and I'm like, oh, that's would be cool to write up. And I don't get a chance to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much constantly on the site editing articles. And,
yes.
And
Doug has taken the website by the throat and just has been dragging it and running with it. He's been doing a great job. He's editing all of the pieces. His girlfriend is becoming a nice little editor for the site as well.
Yep.
She is proofreading everything before it goes out. And, you know, we've got a pretty good system, but we would like to give Doug maybe a day off.
It would just be nice to, you know, just not have to be on this. I like doing it. It's a lot of fun. But it would be nice to, like, we posted, like, as of today, we have posted everything that we had in our arsenal, essentially. Like, we had all these articles lined up, and we posted the last one today.
Yeah, so we definitely need some writers. We definitely need some writers to kind of, so if you're interested, we cannot offer you money. I'm sorry. We're not at the point that we can hire people, but what we can do is we have the opportunity to get you published. So if you're not writing for anybody, if you're not writing for a site, if you're not writing for yourself, or if you are writing for yourself but you want it heard by more people, please give us a sample of your writing style. You can send it to our email at realtalk@outlook.com. You can submit it through the comment section of our website. You can even submit it through Facebook or Twitter. We don't care. Just get it to us. Let us review it. If we like it, we'll bring you on. You can use it, of course, on your portfolio that you were published for a film site. Are we big? Are we important? No, not at all. But no. We are growing. We have a lot of fun with it. We don't take things too seriously, as you obviously have seen over the past 20 episodes. But we are getting better. I think we're getting better. What do you think, sure. Doug?
Definitely, and I think that just everything is getting better.
I mean, our website's growing.
Yeah.
We're getting better with our shows. Today I screwed up a lot.
Yeah, but that was just you know, stumbling over words. And not like you were just being an idiot. It was just, you know, just sometimes...
You have an off day.
You just have an off day. Yeah, you just can't talk.
Yeah.
It happens to me a lot.
So... but we would like to have you as a part of the crew. What does it get you? Like I said, get you published.
Yep.
That's what we got to offer. And if this is not like you have to stay with us. You have a quota to meet. There's no quota. If you feel like writing one article in a week, or if you feel like writing 10 articles in a day, bring it to us. See what you got.
I mean, we're looking for people to do reviews of the movies that are in the theaters, because, you know, Jeremy and I can't see every single movie. Even if we could, we probably wouldn't want to. So we're looking for someone, you know, that will actually go sit through Tyler Perry's crap and then write up the review on how bad it was for us. That way we don't have to watch it. And then, you know, when we're looking, I've done a couple of quick rewinds, which are just watching a movie with my girlfriend and kind of reviewing it. We did one on Beetlejuice and just did one on The Raven.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Batman coming up, the original Tim Burton Batman. And some other, you know, so we're doing stuff like that as well. And then also just trying to keep up with the news. There's a lot of news and there's just not enough of us to keep up with it. So,
and we don't need somebody to report the news. There's a million sites that are doing that.
Yeah, mostly what we do is that so far our two, like, quote-unquote news stories have really been like, hey, check out this cosplay at this convention.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, I mean, something that's going to be interesting and cool for us to take a look at, or what other people will look at. There's a million sites that are going to report the latest headlines. Of course, we can't do that. But what we can do is specialize in looking deeper into the story. So if we can give kind of a bigger outline of what's going on, or if you see something really cool, you know, like, okay, somebody may, just as an example, somebody may say, oh, well, they're going to make a new Tomb Raider movie. Well, okay, they're going to make it, but why don't we dig into it and be like, you know, I loved Tomb Raider growing up. This is how it affected me. This is blah, blah, blah. This is how I feel about it. You know, it's just something that gives a little more content instead of just blurting out the headline.
Yeah, exactly. And we've kind of talked about this, just like, we'll, why not just do like a weekly wrap up of kind of the news. But what we have done, and one of the ones that was actually like articles that was posted today, was we do the, you know, the rant. What we used to do on the show is now going to be on the website, where you could do something like that. Like, exact, I think that Tomb Raider article would fit perfectly into the rant, because it's like, I love the games, fuck the new movie, you know.
Yeah.
or whatever. I mean, again, my cousin wrote an article today, and it was about Star Wars and how he didn't want to see the original cast come back, and I you know, disowned him from the family.
And, of course, as you should.
He
no longer writes. That's why we need new writers.
Yeah. But he, the sad is that this is like the most viewed page that we have for the day. Is his. So forget about my Raven quick rewind. It's all about his blasphemy.
He's becoming a star.
Yeah, what can I say? But then we're also covering trailers and stuff. That's like news pieces that I think are important, because it's like, people want to see trailers. So why not show them on the site, put them on the site? So
yeah,
that's what we're looking for.
I think that trailers kind of don't get their kind of due. Yeah. You know, people really look at, they kind of just maybe pass by them, or they're just kind of like, eh, the kind of thing. Like when I used to go to apple.com all the time to watch the movies, but now they're so far, like Apple doesn't have this certain one, and you know, comingsoon.net doesn't have this one, and you know, they're kind of shared. So if we can bring them together,
mm-hmm,
and give you the cool ones that we think we like, you know, then we'll do that for you.
For sure. So,
anyway, so that's pretty much what we're looking to do here in the future. We're kind of expanding. We spent a lot of time talking about it, but we need you. We need your money, and we need your fingers and pens. Pencils.
Yep.
So,
like I said, you can email us, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Maybe not Twitter, because you can only put 140 characters, but you know.
You can link us to a Dropbox.
Exactly.
Link with an article that you've written on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And on that note, you know, make sure that, you know, you like us on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Real Talk Film.
Yeah.
Do all that fun stuff too. Makes us, you know, it makes us feel like you actually like us.
Seriously. When you comment, and when you click like, and you find us, and even if you leave us comments on iTunes with a 5-star rating, we like that too.
We like that a lot.
Doug, please, I am going to give you the honor, and I'm trying to buy you time right now because you know what I'm going to say. I am giving you the honor of closing the show, and go.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Good night, and good luck.